السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، انسپیکٹر برادرز اور سسٹرز لسننگ ایٹ دی مدرسہ اینڈ دوز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز، they say when there is water available then tayammum is not permissible. We have Hazrat Maulana Sharif Salvi Sahab Dhamat Barakatum Muhtamim of Darul Uloom Zakariya here, but on his hukam I will continue. Inshallah we will get the opportunity to listen to him too, but it is his tawazun, he does not want to give the bayan, although I requested it. In any case, this ayat of the Qur'an Sharif which I have recited, it is more or less a continuation of what we have been discussing over the past few weeks. I have been explaining to you that many, many people are losing their hope, trust and faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many are saying that, what is the purpose of continuing with tawbah? Because we do not seem to be steadfast on tawbah. People are writing from different parts of the world, that what is the purpose of making tawbah, because we cannot stay steadfast on tawbah, so it becomes useless making tawbah. So therefore we rather continue whatever we are doing, continue doing, engaging in sins, vices, evils. Now that is a ploy of shaitan. We are believing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is very difficult for him to forgive sins. Yes, indeed, we must make the effort to stay steadfast. At the time that we are making tawbah, we should have the niyat, we should have the azm, we should be determined, we should make a firm pledge that we are not going to return to that sin. But if the person slips and falls, then he must not remain there, he must get up, make tawbah again. So we have been discussing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, the different du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, showing us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, his oceans of mercy are unlimited. What is required is that we must dive into that ocean. We must not remain dirty and filthy, addressing the ocean that if I have to jump into you, then you will get dirty, your waters will get dirty. This I have explained many times, that if a person has to stand by the ocean side and then address the ocean and say, oh, you ocean, look at my clothes, look at my body, look at my condition, that I've got urine, blood, wine and all kinds of najasat on my clothes and my body. If I have to dive into you, your waters will get dirty. So the ocean will say, oh, you stupid, how many millions like you have dived into my waters? They became park and clean, and my waters still remained park. So if that is the condition of the waters of this world, what is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy? So he's giving us a lot of hope. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us a lot of hope, that we must not despair of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. But at the same time, we must not make tawbah a joke, that the person believes that because the doors of tawbah are open, so therefore I can continue engaging in my sins and vices and evils, and I will get away with tawbah all the time. Because this tawfiq of tawbah is not in our hands, we just don't know when Allah Ta'ala can snatch it away. Look at the tsunami, suddenly, thousands of people suddenly disappear from the surface of the earth. Look at the crashes of aeroplanes. Look at the earthquakes which shake the ground. Look at the gale force winds when they destroy. And then look at the bomb blasts around the globe, how suddenly hundreds of people, thousands of people are suddenly disappearing from the surface of the earth. So it is not necessary that we will keep getting the opportunity of tawbah. The opportunities that are given, we must make shukr over it, that, oh Allah, I made mistakes, I erred, but you gave me another opportunity. Now this time, I seek from you steadfastness in this tawbah. So this ayat of the Quran Sharif, again, as I said, is a continuation of this theme that we are discussing. The Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Now here the Mufassirin have said that here, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. What does this fahisha mean? Like that we say obscenity and many other things, but here it means that if the person has made some kind of zulm, he has done some kind of injustice to any other person, if he has done some injustice to anyone, white Golf ND390568. Please remove your car. ND390568. So if the person has done some kind of injustice, now this injustice is not only the government level. I've explained this many, many times, that our mind only goes to government level. When we talk of injustice, oppression, tyranny, then our mind goes on to government level. Indeed, the government, whoever is in the administration, will be questioned with regards to their injustice and oppression and tyranny that is in its place. In fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives some time, some opportunity for those people to repent and to do justice. But if the government fails and does not make amends, then irrespective of whose government it is, whether it is a Muslim government or a non-Muslim government, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not tolerate injustice and zulm. Sooner or later we will find some other group of people toppling this government. Sooner or later they will topple this government. After that it just depends who we are replacing that government with. The apartheid, as I said, like a granite wall, nobody ever could have imagined the collapse of the apartheid government. Look at its machinery, look at its military, look at its armament, look at its military power and might. It was like a force to be reckoned with. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes conditions. And then look at the Muslim governments now around the globe. Look at the countries that we thought that there was no way that those dictators could have been removed. Just one slap of one injustice that was done, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates a revolution and the government is toppled. Those who had snatched away millions and billions, but they had to leave their governments and run, leave their countries and run. Nobody to come to their assistance. Look at the Shah of Iran. No country wanted to even give him any place to come and get some kind of peace of mind or some kind of rest or some kind of amnesty. Nothing. Governments of the world were not prepared to accept it. With all the wealth and the crowns and diamonds and pearls and everything. So there are lessons in all this for us. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He does not tolerate injustice. But what I am getting across to you and myself is this, that we always think of government level injustice. Look at the injustices that we sometimes perpetrate within our own homes. Injustice. Zulm on the wife. There was no need for all this kind of legislation that we are asking for, or the people are asking for. What is the need for that? If every Muslim is just and fair, and every Muslim wants Islam and Muslim personal law in his life, then what is the need for legislation? Because legislation is not there that will resolve the problems within the houses. But we need that desire to implement Islam in our own lives. So that injustice that we are doing within the homes, injustices, zulm on the wife, zulm on the children, zulm on parents, sometimes elderly parents, zulm and injustice, zulm on the customers and clients, how much of cheating and how much of deceiving and how much of hiding the defects that are in the article, that's a kind of zulm. It's a kind of injustice that has been done. We think that we get away. People think that we get away, they get away. That by hiding those defects, you were able to sell an article that was not of that value. But it is zulm. Sooner or later, it is going to show its results, the consequences the person will have to face. With good wealth, when bad wealth is going to join, so it is going to take away even the good wealth. Sooner or later it's going to go. So injustice upon our laborers, upon our staff, upon those that work for us. Different kinds of injustices. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Either they've done injustice upon somebody else or they've done injustice upon themselves. Because when we make or when we are disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when we are disobedient to Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are not harming them in any way. We are harming ourselves. We are doing great injustice to this soul of ours. It's a great injustice upon ourselves. The great Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, he did not commit any kind of sin. It was just an error of judgment that he left his people before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam had come, because he could see the azab of Allah ta'ala coming. We discussed this many times. But that is what the Quran Sharif is there for. That we must keep listening to it until it becomes a reality. So the Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, what was his dua? La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. What kind of sin did he commit? What kind of injustice did he do? But he is teaching us, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and Hazrat Hawa, an error of judgment, not sin. But رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. So they didn't even commit any kind of sins, but they say, oh Allah, we have done injustice upon ourselves. We are discussing the dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. In that, very clearly we are told, Ya man la tadurruhu dhunub wa la tanqusuhu al-maghfira. La tadurruhu dhunub. No harm will come to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even if the entire mankind has to commit sins and disobey and give up their deen, it doesn't harm Allah ta'ala in any way. So, oh Allah, if it is not going to cause you any kind of harm, or the sins of entire mankind cause you no harm, and it does not decrease from your ocean of maghfirat even to the extent of one drop, the oceans of maghfirat of Allah, forgiveness of Allah. So therefore, O my beloved Allah, فَغْفِرْ لِي مَا لَا يَضُرُّكَ وَهَبْ لِي مَا لَا يَنْقُصُكَ. O my beloved Allah, therefore, forgive me that which does not cause you any kind of harm. And bless me with that, that if you have to bless me with forgiveness, with maghfirat, then there will be no decrease in your oceans of maghfirat. Just give me the meaning. So here also, the person now, he has done injustice, so what does he do? Zakarullah. The person, whether he's done injustice to others, or he's done injustice upon himself, then he remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala immediately. This person does not delay in this istighfar, in this tawbah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِ. They immediately ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But this ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, it does not mean that if the person has done injustice upon other people, then he takes tasbih and starts reading. Or he says, I did a lot of injustice upon my wife, children, parents, family and lots of other people, so therefore make one more hajj. A lot of injustice I did, so now read tahajjud namaz. lot of injustice I did, so now make tilawat of 10 Quran Sharifs. That is not the remedy for injustice upon others, that is not the remedy. Therefore we can't seem to get anywhere. That we believe that our namaz, our roza, our zakat, our hajj, our tasbih, our ibadat, that is sufficient for everything. Yes, that is for sawab. If the person reads, he'll get sawab. But injustice upon others, the person has to ask for forgiveness. The person has to ask for forgiveness in this world. His tasbihat and his i'tikaf and his attending the majalis of zikr and ta'lim and his khidmat of deen and his hajj and umrahs, that's not sufficient. Injustice, search for the people. If it's money is owing, search for the people and pay them back whatever is due. I mentioned the other day that pay back here if you want to save your back there. Pay back here if you want to save your back there. If you want to save our back from the azab of Jahannam there, then you must pay back here. Yes, the person was making every effort, but unfortunately due to circumstances, he couldn't meet up with his commitments and at least meet the person that he's owing, ask him for maaf, or ask him to give some time. So one is injustice upon others. So there, zakarullah will mean that the person now looks for the person, asks him for forgiveness, whatever it is. And the injustice is upon oneself, so there he makes istighfar and tawbah over that. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, starts the qaza, starts paying back the zakat that is due. Many people became baligh at the age of 12, 13, 14, 15, whatever it may be. And unfortunately they didn't know the laws and masail of zakat, or they grew up in an environment where there was no amal on deen. Then at the age of 30, 40, 50, somewhere along the line, somebody went out in the tabligh jamaat, somebody went to some khanqah, somebody went to some madrasa, somebody heard one waz and bayan, somebody read one ayat of the Quran Sharif, somebody sat in some ta'lim. Something happened and this person's life changed. So now he says, I want to be righteous and pious. I want to go on the straight paths. So he starts his tasbihat, he starts his namaz, his zikr, tilawat. But then what about the zakat that the person did not pay? Those Kruger ends and all those coins and everything that was stashed away for so many years, what about the zakat of that? Now the person says, like, I have to pay for all the years gone by, there will be nothing left. So that is where the test is now. He must believe and truly believe that if he has to pay that zakat now, it will be a protection for the remainder of his wealth also, and at the same time Allah Ta'ala will now give him so much barakah that inshallah he will see that whatever he has given as zakat, it will be multiplied and returned to him. It's the experience of people. So this is istighfar, this is what it means, that the person, if he has done injustice upon his own soul, committing sins, so then he must start repenting. He must make a pledge to Allah Ta'ala that I will not return to them again. And then if accidentally again he commits the same sin, because now it's going to be accident. One is the purpose was carrying on, he was persistent. Now he has made sincere tawbah, so it's going to accidental sin he can still commit. He makes tawbah and again he can commit the same sin. Shaitan and nafs is not going to leave a person. So then at that time, I cannot help but again repeat Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's beautiful, beautiful ashar that gives us consolation and some kind of tasalli. And I think I just mentioned it last night also. Ye kushti to hai unse umr bar ki, kabhi tu dabale, kabhi wo dabale. This wrestling match, this battle will go on between your nafs and with your soul. Between the soul and shaitan and nafs, it will carry on. Sometimes you will overpower nafs and shaitan, and sometimes shaitan and nafs will overpower you. But then how beautifully he says, Jo nakam hota rahe umra bar bhi, baharal koshish to aashiq na chode. Jo nakam hota rahe umra bar bhi, baharal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, दसो बार टूटे तो सौ बार जोड़े. Even if you fail 100 times, don't give up hope. This rishta of muhabbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not such that you just feel happy and contented and satisfied if it has snapped. How can a lover and ashik of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be happy and satisfied? How can he enjoy his breakfast, lunch and supper? How can he enjoy his travel and tours to different parts of the world? How can he enjoy any namat and bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when Allah ta'ala himself is unhappy and displeased with him? So what he will do is he will cry before that very Allah. Is a khalafatin nafsu hawahat, which we discussed the other day. That one side there is hawa, there is that evil passion and desire. So now make mukhalifat, oppose that hawa and that evil passion, and that same thing will become the remedy for that. It will become the cure. So this person, he believes at that time he made a mistake, he slipped. Now he does not remain in the gutter line and say that I'm enjoying this dirty, filthy, urine polluted water that is going past. The person jumps up and runs to the bathroom, takes a shower. Ah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very, very forgiving. He has just sent down 1% of his mercy into this world, because of which we see so much of mercy in people, animals and everything else. 99% he has kept for the akhirah. How merciful he must be. So this person does not lose hope. That is what it is all about. Now this is an accident. Why do we call it an accident? If a person says that I am going to make an accident, is that an accident? When you ask somebody, where are you going? He says, I'm going to make an accident. Then we'll say, well, it looks like you've got to make a big insurance claim. That's why you want to go and touch your car against the wall somewhere, make some kind of accident and make a big claim. Or he's a mad person. Zakarullah. Fastaghfaru li dhunubihi. Make a lot of tawbah, a lot of istighfar. Turn toward Allah. So irrespective of how far the person may have gone, drugs, drink, wine, women, adultery, fornication, porn sites, whether he was caught on the Mnet, Eastnet, Westnet, Internet, any kind of net, or he was caught on the different kinds of webs, because either one of the two things you get caught on, the net or the web, these days, these are the two. Shaitan's nets and shaitan's webs. So this person now doesn't lose hope. That is what it is all about. That you don't lose hope. Those who say, then what is the purpose of making tawbah? Because the person knows that again he may make a mistake, again he may fall. So in life, does a person, because he could make some mistake, does he stop doing anything right? That which has to be done right, he doesn't give it up because there's a risk of making a mistake. His intention is not to make a mistake, but he could make a mistake. So at least up to that time, like say if a person now, this very moment, suddenly if there's a flash of what he did in the past, and we should not allow those reels to play in our mind. Shaitan is very shrewd. The person who has been in adultery, in fornication, or has been watching the filthy sites, now to make tawbah, now Shaitan will say, now think of that, think of that, think of that. Now each item, if he makes you think, then he'll take you back there. Just make sincere tawbah from all sins of the past. Finish. Whatever that is, major, minor, now that person has made sincere tawbah. So if he makes sincere tawbah right now, and then if Allah Ta'ala's will, the person has to pass away, then at least up to that stage, inshallah, everything is marked. Now he didn't have an opportunity to do things or put things right. So there is hope Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will please those people whom he has caused some harm, and Allah will give him jannat. Because his firm niyat intention was that this very moment I have given up all my past sins, I am not going to go towards it in the future, and I am going to lead a life that is pleasing to my Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will fulfill the rights of all and I will pay back whatever is due. He made firm niyat. So then at least up till that stage everything is marked. So isn't that a great advantage and benefit? So therefore, zakarullah, that's what it means. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِ. So now this Zakarullah, before we discuss the other part of the ayat, it has been mentioned that what does he remember? In Zakarullah, Zakaru Azmatahu wa Wahidahu. He thinks immediately of the Azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the warnings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's punishment and azab. That, oh Allah, what have I done to my life? How could I have disobeyed you? When you are so powerful, almighty, you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. The heavens and the earth in your control. The ground on which I walk is in your control. The building in which I am living is in your control. If you shake the earth, then it comes crashing upon the heads. And if you send the flood waters, then see what the tsunamis do. So my Allah, he thinks of the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of that Allah who has created human beings, jinn kind, mankind, 18,000 different worlds Allah ta'ala has created. And look at man himself, a paragon of creation. So this person thinks of the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Allah who can put that kind of roar into a lion, that even if that lion is in a cage, in a zoo, and if you go close to the cage and it roars, then if a person has got constipation, he doesn't need laxative. That's certain. So that Allah whose azmat, what it must be. And if the waves, the roar of the waves, look at the roar of the waves, listen to it, what happened. How those flood waters become. That Allah, look at his oceans that he has created. The huge, huge animals. Look at the sizes of the elephants. We have visitors here, so it's one incident is coming back again to my mind when I mention elephants. That look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat and power and azmat. And in one of the parks which is near Port Elizabeth, Elephant Park, I don't know what is the name, I forget. So there's lots of elephants. You just remain in your car, the whole troop of elephants will go past. Huge, huge jumbos. So we saw one troop coming, he sat quietly in the car. It went past. We got out of the car, then I looked at the ground. Look at the... And from where they passed, so you see these huge elephants, they went across. Now the elephant, if it just has to put its feet on somebody, what will happen to him? It puts it on a car, it flattens it. But they went past, and between their feet, tiny little ants got saved. Because they went past, and their feet did not fall on those ants. So what thundering sound those ants must have heard. If we had to hear that kind of sound, we'll get heart attacks. And look at Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power and glory. That those tiny little ants survive. So, Zakaru Azmatahu wa Wa'idahu. They think immediately of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Azmat. His greatness, that Ya Allah, how can I disobey you? I am your Banda. Then how can I do that which is not appropriate for a Banda and a Ghulam of yours? How can I do that? تو ہے بندہ خدا کا خدا کی قسم گھر میں قرآن ہے مگر تلاوت نہیں ہے. So we are bandas of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the person thinks, now we can speak on this for as much as we wish. The whole Quran Sharif is filled with giving us different things of the azmat of Allah ta'ala. Then it is mentioned in Ruhul Ma'ani. Then what does it mean, Zakarullah? Says a person thinks, Zakaru su'alahu. The person thinks of the questioning with regards to his sins on the day of Qiyamah. That on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to question me about my sins. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Person who feared standing before Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and he withheld himself from all the evil passions and desires, then Jannat is his abode. So immediately he thinks of that day of Qiyamah, that day of judgment that will come, because in this world a person gets away with lots of things. Corruption of the highest level he gets away. Murder and killings he gets away. Bomb blasts and other things and injustices he gets away. So that is the beauty of Islam, that we firmly believe on a day of judgment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will question the person. Zakaru su'aluhu an idhambi yawm al-qiyamah. Zakaru jamalahu fastahyu. The person thinks of the jamal and the beauty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he feels ashamed that, oh, you banda of Allah. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so beautiful, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's jamal is unlimited, when it is his sifat, and any beauty that you see in anything in the world, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who has given it that jamal, then how can you turn your gaze away from that beautiful Allah and cast your gaze on those things which are ghairullah? How can you cast your gazes on ghairullah and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beauty is there before you? Who gave beauty to the beautiful flowers, to the waters of the ocean, to the animals, to the butterflies, to the peacock, to human beings? Who gave beauty? So now they feel ashamed that we should not have done that. So therefore they make istighfar in abundance. Ya Allah, our mistake, make us maaf, make us maaf. Ya Rabbi, maaf farma, Ya Rabbi, maaf. So they think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's jamal. Zakaru ghufranahu. They think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's maghfirat also. Now that they have committed the sin, so they don't give up hope. They say, oh Allah, we made a mistake. I made a mistake. I acknowledge my mistake. There must be a'tiraf of qusur. The person must shed tears over his mistake. There must be no laughing, giggling and enjoying sins. The sign of iman is that the person, good deeds and good actions make him happy. إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاعَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. So this person immediately thinks of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's maghfirat also. Just as he thought of Allah ta'ala's azab and his punishment and his wa'id, now this banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, oh Allah, which other door is there for me that I can tap? Which other home is there in which I can beg? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. So therefore he taps at the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, irrespective of what condition he is in and what he has done. And now he taps at that Allah ta'ala's door for maghfirat, because he knows that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards him for forgiveness. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has taught us the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul af. فَعَفُ عَنَّا يَا كَرِيمٌ. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving and you love forgiveness. Say, oh Allah, you love forgiveness. And you are Kareem. Kareem is one who gives also to the one who is not deserving. So the person begs Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. He thinks of Allah ta'ala's ghufran. As I mentioned last week, that if you get in the Quran Sharif somewhere, you get zalim, somewhere you get zaloom, and somewhere you get zallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also is ghafir. Ghafir is dhambi qabil ittaw. Somewhere you get inna Allah ghafoorur raheem. So zaloom, very, very unjust. Here the person, now here he's got Allah ta'ala is ghafoor. And somewhere is zallam, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ghaffar. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam tells his people, innahu kana ghaffara. Turn towards him. So the person turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, thinking that he is a ghafoor.
Khalq mein mujsa koi nahi, gobad kirdar o namasiya. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. خلق میں مجھ سا کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیا, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ.
خواجہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, in your whole creation there is no one more dark and more sinful than myself. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب. So they think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, shan of being far, that he's so forgiving. So again they make tawbah istighfar, tawbah istighfar. Etiraf of qusur is something that is really loved by Allah tabaraka. We must acknowledge our mistakes and acknowledge our faults and acknowledge our sins. That is something beloved to Allah. Don't be arrogant, don't be proud. We must not be proud and arrogant. That was the fall of shaitan, that he was proud, he was arrogant. Shaitan was hasad and jealousy and his pride. خَلَقْتَهُ مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تُوِين خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تُوِين خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار. You created me out of fire. And خَلَقْتَهُ مِن تُوِين. And Adam alayhi salatu wa salam out of dust. So, اعتراف of قصور. Therefore, the Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah is a beautiful, beautiful shaykh.
Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraaf-e-qusoor hai. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraaf-e-qusoor hai. Hey, malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai.
کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے, سم ٹائمز آئی انجوائے عبادت, ذکر, تلاوت, نماز, حج, عمرہ, اوبیڈینس ٹو یو اینڈ یور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے, کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے, او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, اینڈ سم ٹائمز آئی ایم اکنالجنگ مائی مسٹیکس آل دا ٹائم, مائی مسٹیکس یا ربی, مائی مسٹیک, مائی ایرر, مائی سن, فورگیو می, فورگیو می. ملک کو جس کی نئی خبر, وہ حضور میرا. One of the meaning of that is that even the angels, they do not know what kind of speedy progress this person makes when he makes the i'tiraf of his qusur. He is 1 minute on the farsh here and next minute he is on the arsh. With his tawbah and his istighfar, this person makes such kind of, he flies at such heights, even the angels, they cannot reach that. That is the human being. So why lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy? Take a dive into his ocean of maghfirah. Just a little bit of himmat and courage is required. Just turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are other things also mentioned. We will, whatever has been discussed will suffice for tonight. So this is what is required. And what is difficult in the? What is difficult in this? ایسے ویسے کیسے کیسے ہو گئے, کیسے کیسے ایسے ویسے ہو گئے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ, it is not difficult for him to pick us up from the ground. Let us not be like that leaf, the dry leaf, that the wind was blowing that leaf. The wind was blowing that leaf. So sometimes it picks up and then down, picks up and it's down, picks up and it's down, doesn't take off anywhere. Let some purity come into our hearts. Let some brightness come into our hearts. Let some nur of yaqeen and iman and muhabbat of Allah and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam come into our hearts. And then see what kind of sukoon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. An ocean of sukoon. Shaho ke saro par taaje giran se dard sa akthar rehta hai. The crowns on the king, heads of the kings give them a headache. Look at the crowns on the heads of the kings of the whole time. اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. We just go and sit by those who are our mashayikh and ahlullah, we get a kind of sukoon in our hearts. And ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to pull us towards Him with His power of jazm and make a dhiraf of our qusur.
Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm aaf karna.
Oh my beloved Allah, mera har khata pe rona. My tears over every mistake and every sin and every fault of mine. Yehi hai meri talafi. What else do I have besides acknowledging my mistakes and my sins before you? With your shan of being Rahim and Kareem and Ghaffar and Ghafoor, Allah forgive my sins. How easy, how beautiful deen is. It's not difficult. First of all, we must understand what is good for us and what is bad. What is in our favor and what is against us. What will benefit us and what will harm us. Once a person realizes these things, that what will benefit him and what will harm him, then it must be a stupid person or a person who is mad or the person just doesn't want to really benefit, that he's going to go towards all that which harms him. Will any person knowing fully well something that is going to harm him, then want to go in that direction? So if we get to know the harms of sins, then we will not want to go in the direction of sins. And if we will know the benefits and rewards on good deeds, then we will not want to leave out good deeds. And I have said before also, and again it comes to mind, that in haram, if you have to look at the spelling of haram, English spelling, then it's H-A-R-A-A-M. There is harm also in the spelling of haram, H-A-R-M. And then there's double A, that means it's double harm. So what is the benefit of going in the direction of that which has got double harm, whether it's drugs, whether it's drink, whether it's wine and women, of the illicit kind? Nothing but harm. Look at the restlessness. People are committing suicides. They're taking their own lives because they say, now we can't take this pain of separation from my illicit beloved. She has gone into the arms of somebody else. She let me down. She betrayed me. So now this person doesn't get sleep. First he takes sleeping tablets upon tablets, and after that takes his life also. How many? Or he'll commit some murder. He'll go and look for that person, kill him, shoot him. How many times we heard of love triangles? But now we have squares also. And we have all the other rectangles and whatever kind you can think of. So Allah Ta'ala wants to give us a life of happiness, peace, contentment, satisfaction. I conclude.
Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm aaf karna. Garche pur khata hai, mein sheikh Hazrat Shah ki unke saadat barakaton se ishaara. Garche pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda, ba ummeed-e karam aaya.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث الرحمن يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most tolerant, most beautiful Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. ہم خطاکار ہے, مجرم ہے, گنہگار ہے, سیاہکار ہے, بدکار ہے, سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے. تجھے چھوڑ کے میرے مولا ہم گندے جائے کہا. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than the leaves of the trees of the world, more than the breaths of the people who inhale and exhale air of the Kareem, even if it is more than your entire creation put together, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Man has made dynamite sticks and they blow up huge mountains, my beloved Allah. What is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? A computer chip records billions of pieces of information. Just one press of a button and everything can be deleted. Ay Rabbe Kareem, press the delete button of our sins. Amare sagira kabira amadan khata'an zahiri batin. Ay Rabbi Kareem, forgive all our sins, major or minor, committed in the light of day or darkness of night, committed deliberately or unintentionally. Ay Rabbi Kareem, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiyyu Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive the entire mankind. Let the winds of Hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless everyone with Iman and Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Oh my beloved Allah, only those who have made up their minds, they will not accept Islam. They will continue with the oppression, tyranny, persecution and torture of the Ummah. They will destroy the homes and property and life of the Ummah. They will burn the Quran Sharif and they will reject the Deen. And in spite of all the proofs, they will never accept. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Thamud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Ay Rabbi Kareem, Ummat Muslimah ke hal par raham farma. Bless the Muslim governments with proper administrators, those who will establish Islamic law on earth. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever may be in hospitals, clinics amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with shifa. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Hone wale ijtema ko qubool farma. Gash taaleem, tabligh ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqao ko qubool farma. Accept all the works of deen. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Hame apna bana le hamara banja. Karche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda. Ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Karche pur khata hai पर कहां जाए तेरा बंदा, तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा। वो उम्मीद करम आया, डोंट रिजेक्ट अस बाय अल्लाह, डोंट टर्न अवे योर ग्लांस ऑफ मर्सी एंड फॉरगिवनेस। Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time, in our businesses. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, ae Rabbi kareem. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs, adultery, fornication, watching some filthy sights, or any kind of haram action. Death will come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Ya Rabbi Kareem, death can come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi, ba zuban haal hai keh rahi, tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafil ho, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi. When the time of our departure from this world comes, take us to Madina Taiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Bas ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti, wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi ghoro. If it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with their goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, ہمارا خاتمہ ایمان پر فرما، سکرات کی تکلیف سے حفاظت فرما، پروٹیکٹ اس فرام دا عذاب آف قبر، فرام دا عذاب آف حشر، کاز اس ٹو کراس پل صراط لائک لائٹنگ، انٹر انٹو جنت وداؤٹ اینی ریکنگ. یا اللہ، یو آر ویل اوے آف دا گڈ وشز، ڈیزائرز، ایسپیریشنز آف ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون ود ریزڈ اور ہینڈ بیفور یو دس فال آف دا نائٹ. ان کی نیک مرادوں کو پورا کر دے، فلفل دیئر گڈ وشز اینڈ ڈیزائر. Those who have passed away, bless them in Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of each and every individual. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. Huzur Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ab jaise bhi hai, paak hai, nalaiq hai, qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه برحمتك يا أرحم